Okay, so Bezus Hashem, we'll be continuing B'siyata D'Shmai, Bezus Hashem, Pesach B'chol of this week, next week. Then we'll offer Pesach, and then after Pesach, Bezus Hashem should resume. But we have Shir this weekend and next week, Bezus Hashem. Okay, so today is Chal. And really, we spend probably weeks on Chal, maybe months on Chal, but we'll spend one year on Chal. So, what is Chal? So, the Gemara says in Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Rav Shmuel, Gidi Lirabos Sechelev. Kedila Rabbis is a Mesa. Kedila Rabbis is a Shlil. Kedila Rabbis is a Dam. So all these things, Rashi says, the Rabbis is a Cholov, Sheim Bishel Chelov B'Cholov V'Ochlo, Over Mishum Chelov, U'Mishum Basa B'Cholov. Right, so the chaylev is also considered basa, right? So chaylev b'cholav is basa b'cholav, right? As a mesa shimbisha basar nevela b'cholav, so you also violate. But ultimately, what we want to talk about is, Dino says, Chalav imo v'lo b'chalav zachar, b'chalav imo v'lo b'chalav shchuta. That b'chalav shchuta means that you already shechted the animal, and we've discussed this before. And the milk inside the animal, midaraisa, is not milk. This milk, the milk that stayed in the udder that never came la'avir ha'olam, Nidaraisa is not chalav. So chalav shchuta, so if you already shechted it, then that milk is lahotzi, is only milk midrabanan. Right? We even discussed, Rabbi Kivega has a discussion about ben pekua, what's the din, right? If you have an animal that's alive, but it was shechted, the mother was shechted while the animal was inside the mother, so al pidin is considered nishchat, right? It's considered nishchat al pidin, but it's still alive. So would the milk of a ben pekua have a din of milk midaraisa or midarabanan, right? That was a discussion in Rabbi Kiv Hager. But so that's the din, that the milk in the kachal, the kachal is the udder, so that milk is only midarabanan. And we've discussed this before, that you only need 59. In other words, if you have the packet of the chal, and there's milk inside, so then you need another 59 to mevatel, because the chal itself counts as one unit. In other words, you have to mevatel the milk in the packet. So the milk is one unit, the basar hakchal is one unit, and then you need 59 units. The Rambam says that's a general din by Isuri Drabanan, we saw. That Isuri Drabanan, you don't need shishim. And the Rashba says, no special din by Isuri Drabanan, but it's a din that the basar is kosher. So therefore, it's mitzaref with another 59 units of meat. It'll be 59 and 1 is 60. So it's no special din. The Rambam makes this new halacha. Okay. So what's the din if a person wants to cook chal? Right. Wants to cook chal. So if you cook chal, if the chal is basically basar, a pocket of basar, inside the pocket is milk. But milk is milk midrabanan. But it's mutter if it's batel. I mean, in fact, the famous Gemara in Kuf Tesem and Beis on page 3, Gemara says, "Emle yalta l'Rav Nachman michtid kol da osel l'Rachmanu charon l'kavase." That everything that the Torah asid, they mattered something comparable to that. Words. They asked dam, but charlon kavda, but it's mutter to eat the kovid, the liver. Nida, they asked dam nida, but they matter dam tohar. Right, that was this week's parsha, last week's parsha. Chelev behema, they asked chelev behema, chelev chaya. Chazir. Mocha de Shibuta. They asked Chazir, but they matted the moach of the fish that tastes like that. So, and then they give more examples, but the one example of that they asked Basa Becholov, but they matted the Kchal. Because when you taste the kchal, you taste the udder, since the meat was soaking inside, it tastes like basar b'cholof. So every usur hanah, there's something parallel that the Torah matter. They eshish, yifas Torah, all the other examples there as well. So the Mishnah, on Kuf Tesem and Aleph on page 2, says Achal Koro Umotzi Eschelbo. So if you want to cook the chal, you have to tear up, open the pocket, and release the milk to get the milk out. Lo Koro Ain't over a loaf. But if you didn't, you don't violate an issa d'oraisa because it's only midrabanan. And then he talks about lave, that's something else. But then the Gemara continues. So you have to do. You have to tear it open to get out the milk before you could cook it in a pot. Or else it would be a problem of basar b'chol of midrabon. But even again, even if you didn't karo, you're not over because it's only midrabon if you're not over the rice. And the Gemara has a whole sugya here discussing how you get rid of it and then you see there's machlokas rishonim about and if you want to just see in the Rambam very clearly. Talks about being korea the chal, and then the Gemara also talks about koro shasi ve'erev, where you make a cross, and then you tach bakosel, and then you beat it against the wall. So you make sure you really get everything out. And that's the preparation of for cooking. So the Gemara says the first thing, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav, Ein Over Lavumuta. If you didn't do it, you ain't over love, and it's mutter. It means if you didn't remove the milk, it's going to be mutter. So the question is, what does that mean? And then we have another braisa that says that ain't over love, Igad Amri Amar Zeira, Amarav ain't over love also. So what's this, what are these two manda omrim? I would think for sure it should be usr. An overage of love just means that it's not a deraisa. As Rashi says, Amar Rav ein over love mi deraisa, says Rashi, top. Umutu lechatchila bachila in vishlo velo min usr mi amidrabanan. Tafilo nischat mi men of yatsa amrin lechaman chal of shkut amidrabanan hu. Vahai kevin de muvla. So if you look in Tosis, so he explains like this. Pesh bekunjer the mother in bishlo mishum the half shchuta the rabbanon hu by kaven the ivlo of lopirish a feel the sur the rabbanon leka mashna sharotzal hamid kula shmeitzer the chal letzli the ilik deira my mother yotzachol. So he's saying like this. This is, we're going to see Rashi Shita. That Rashi Shita is that the Issur Drabanan of the milk of the chal is only when the milk comes out of the pocket. Then it has a din of milk midrabanan. So then when it comes back into the, say you're cooking a piece of chal with milk in a pot. So you cook. And then the milk starts oozing out. But it's in a pot, so it's contained, so it's not going to go anywhere. So then it's going to come back in. So then it gets the din of chal of midrabanan and basa b'chal of midrabanan. However, if you roast it, that means that you have a, say you have a shvud, you have a, let's say you have a long stick, and you roast marshmallows over the fire. So then, it's going to come out, but then it's going to just drop to the bottom. So then, once it gets the status of milk, it's not going back into the meat. So then it'll. It'll be mutter because it only gets the chaloshem chal of midrabanan once it leaves the udder. So if you're cooking in the kedera, so then it's going to go back in asa. If you're cooking over an if you're roasting over an open fire, it will remain mutter. So when he says over here ain't over love mutter, that's talking about tzli. That's the first day. And the second ikadamri is ain overlov the osir. And that's talking about bishul, the kedera. So then it's going to be a nisir derabanan. So then you have to make sure that you you cleanse it before you korea shasiv erev, and you tach bekosel, and you beat it against the wall, you press it against the wall, etc. But still, the first mandomer is tzli. And we're saying lechatchila, even by tzli, you should get rid of it. But if you didn't, then it'll still be mutter. And the second mandomer is that it's the Mishnah is talking about bishul. And if you don't, then it's going to be, oh, sorry, even b'di'evit. And then, so you have two pshatim, and what the Mishnah is saying, ain't over a love. So ain't over a love the umutter, ain't over love aser. So ain't over a love umutter is referring to that it's talking about sli. And therefore, lechatchila, you should get rid of it. But b'di'evit, if you didn't, it's still going to be mutter. And the other man, the Omar, says, ain't over a love umutter is talking about bishul. Bishul b'kdeira, and ain't over love means that you're supposed to get rid of it, and if you didn't get rid of it, it's going to be aser even b'di'evit midrabban, because it's talking about bishul. They learn the Mishnah about bishul, and then the third opinion is the Gemara further down. Amalu Rav Nachman l'tavchi, four lines from the bottom, zvikuli kachli. So he says that you should roast the tchal, v'anantana koro, hu l'kdeira. That's only l'kdeira. But for tzli, you don't have to do anything. Meaning, the third man, the Omer, holds that even l'chatchila, if you want to do tzli, you don't have to tear it open. So it comes out we have three things here. We have a Mishnah, again, we have a Mishnah that says that you're supposed to koro, right? Hakal koro, you're supposed to be, right? You tear it open, you put it against the wall to get rid of the milk. So the first mandarma says, and if you're not koro, it's mutter, because that's talking about the learning the Mishnah that's talking about sli, because it's mutter, because it's not gonna, because again the Rashi's whole yisod is that the milk is only milk midrabanan, and what's it comes out of the kachal. So if it comes out of the kachal, but then it drops down, it's sli, then it's not gonna aser anything. So that's what it means. Koro lo koro ain over love umutter, but lachatchila, he's still supposed to be Karo. And the second Manda Omar in the explaining the Mishnah is saying what the Mishnah says, lo Karo lov, ain't over a love, it means ain't over a love, but it's going to be Osir, because that Manda Omar is learning shot in the Mishnah that's talking about Bishul. It's talking about Bishul. And since it's talking about Bishul, so then when it comes out, it means that you're cooking it in a contained pot. So when it comes out, it's going to become milk, and then it goes back in, so it's going to be osur midrabanan. So you got to get, so if you want to mivashel, you got to make sure to get rid of the milk first. If you don't, you ask. And the third man, the Omer, says that no, it's talking about sli, but the Mishnah is sli, and the din is that sli is mutter lagamre, even lechatchila without. And the Mishnah is talking about Bishul, and the Bishul is when we have to be Kore. But with Tzli, you don't even have to be Kore, because anything that comes out by Tzli is going to just drop to the bottom. It's not going to be a problem. So those are three. The first opinion says that Tzli L'chatchila needs. So it's three explanations of what the Mishnah is talking about. Either the Mishnah is talking about Tzli, and you have to be koro lechatchila, but if you're not koro, it's okay because it's not going to aser. Or the Mishnah is talking about bishul, and lo koro, you're going to violate and nisid rabbanim, which is go back in. And the third opinion says that the Mishnah is talking about bishul, and it means that it's mutter, and sli is mutter. It means that bishul, you have to get rid of it, but sli is going to be mutter even shalokar. Whereas as opposed to the first man, the Omer, that says sli l'chol apachos requires
kriya shasiva erev lechatchila. And the third man Omer says, no, Tzli doesn't need anything lechatchila. Tzli just tzola and the milk will fall down. And that's how Rashi learns Ahuluk Deira, that means that it's contained in a pot. Okay, but the basic yisod of Rashi is that the din of Chol of Midrabanan is only after it is Yotzei L'Avir HaOlam. And Tosis has a whole totally different pshat in Ahuluk Deira. Looking to the bottom, Tosis, the arrow is Rabbeinu Tam Pirush. That Tzorich Kriya Shesi Ve'erv Tochu B'Koysel L'Gdeira Haynu G'Deira In Boser. So he learns L'Gdeira Mashma In Boser. So he learns a totally different shot. That shot he learns is that, not like Rashi. Rashi's learning the whole sugya, whether is it kedera or is it tzli. And kedera means that it's in a pot with one piece of meat, and it comes out and goes back in. So that's going to be osur, afil b'dieved, if you didn't get rid of the milk before. Because the chalosh shame of chol of midrabanon, of chal, is only when the chol comes out of the chal. And tzli is the same idea. The chalav is only when it comes out, but lemaisa, when it comes out and it's sli, it just falls down to the ground. It doesn't go back in. But Rabbi Natam says no. He says even by kedera, if you only have one piece of meat in the pot and the milk comes out and goes back in, it doesn't asa. Kedera means that you have at least another piece of meat in the pot other than the kchal. And the chalos shame of the milk is only when it goes into the second piece of meat. Why? Because, again, really midaraisis is not milk. It's chol of shkuta. But it tastes like milk. So we midrabanan, we treat it like milk. But when it's in the chal itself, since the milk was soaking inside of it for so long, that meat of the chal tastes like milk anyway. Right? So that's what the Gemara says, kol haman asur rachman shalom chavasi. So when is it really infecting and effecting something? That's only when it goes into the next piece of meat. That was a pure piece of meat. And when it goes into that piece of meat, then it's changing its taste to taste like basar b'cholov. That's when Chazal asid the milk. But when it's one piece of meat, the chal itself, and you have the milk inside and you cook, even it goes out and back in, we don't view it as if it really changed the taste of the chal, because the chal tasted milk and meat from before. So that the din d'rabbanan didn't set in. The din d'rabbanan only sets in when it's with a kedera, with another piece of meat, and then when it goes into that second piece of meat and makes it change its taste from basar to basar b'cholov, then that's what Chazal made this is a d'rabbanan of basar b'cholov mid'rabbanan by chal. In other words,
what's happening is
when the milk goes in, in other words, what's going to make the taste like basar b'cholov is from the milk. Because basar b'cholov is milk and meat, but it's milk and meat, so you have to have the milk part of the. Okay, so this is like totally different pshat than Rashi. What is Ahuluk Deira? Again, Ahuluk Deira, Rashi says it means that you have one piece of meat in a pot. and it comes out and goes back in, that's a huluk deira. And Rashi and Tosfos says, no, that would be mutter. That would be mutter. And a huluk deira is referring to when there's another piece of meat other than the chal in the pot that's not going to be batel b'shishim, and therefore then that milk will effect and infect this second piece, and that's the din derabon. And if you look in the Rambam, he says a similar idea on page 8. Parak Tes Halach Yud Beis. Hakachal Osur Midivrei Sofrim. Divrei Sofrim in the Rambam is always a big, you know, big topic. What does the Rambam mean by Divrei Sofrim? The whole books. I mean, Dr. Mordechai Cohen once showed me a whole. Someone wrote a whole chibur on Divrei Sofrim in the Rambam. So you can add this to the list. I'm sure it's in the list already. Chal also midivrei sofrim. Shein basar shen is bashal the chol of shchut also min atorah kumo shabi arnu. Ficha kem choro umirek a chol of shabo mutar lutzlos on locho. So you have to lechatchila by tzli, you have to take out the milk. Bim kor shasi v'erv tocha v'kor shabo shalo nushar bo lachluch is chol of mutar lavashlo im habasa. But if you want to cook it with other meat, then you really have to, you know, you have to kar shasi ve'erev and bang it against the wall, press it against the wall, so there's no, you squeeze out all the milk, then you can cook it. V'chol shalo kara ben shaktan shal hinik ben shal gedol osul vashlo v'im over bishlo b'fnei atzma mutar lochlo. Now this is a like Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, if you bevashlo b'fnei atzmo, mutar lochlo. If you didn't get rid of milk, in bishlo and basar acher, so then it's going to ask you, and that's the shishim. Mishar no so b'shishim chal min hamin. So it's a similar approach to the Rabbeinu Tam. We had the chiluk between whether there's basar, other basar in, basar alone, versus other things as well. And the Yad Yehuda, he summarizes all the shittas here. You know, basically, I mean, we already said over the way, based on the Yad Yehudi, you just look on page 5 and the fourth line, and Ishitas Rashi, Cholav Kolzman Shalom Nifrash Mechal, Lav Bechal Cholavu, Adai. That was Ishitas Rashi, that it's not Cholav. And then he goes on the second, the next page, on the bottom of page 6, Aval Toysis, Yechem Shita Cheris, the Heimeinu Mechalkim. Then Kodim Shapir Shachakach Nirad Sfilik Kimosha Gozru Al Chol of Shchito Kimokin Roilig Zorgam Shalopirish Chilchu Ben Chal Atzmel Ben Shah Habosa Da Chal Kevin Sheinu Mishtan Atamo Af Ikib Al Tami Chol of Zayosim Mimash Oya Mikodim Lo Gozru Al Atzmel Ish Ein Kein. But they weren't Gozru Al Chal Atzmel, because Chal Atzmel tasted like meat and milk from before, so then if it comes out and goes back in into the Chal Atzmel, it's not changing it so much, so it's not going to answer. Only when it affects a new piece of meat. And then he explains, and the tam on the bottom, the second arrow to the bottom, the tam sheikh mirubo im abasa levishatam hacholov nichlas babasa umishtana tam habasa. So now it accomplished something. It's nishtana tam habasa.
So it was Nishtana Tam Habasar. So there for that's Kach Gozru Chacham. Now, when we say it is another piece of meat inside, so according to Rashi, it's going to be also the other piece of meat is going to be also. So once it leaves the chal, one piece of meat, two pieces of meat, doesn't make a difference. It's still going to asa. According to Tosis, it only asks with another piece of meat. But if the shishim, then it's going to be batal. And the kachal, as we explained, is ola l'minyan shishim. It means the milk inside the pocket, that is one unit. The kachal itself is one unit. And now, so it's one against one. And now you need 59 more to make the meat permissible, the other meat in the kedera. If you don't have the 59, then the milk, when it could come out, it's going to asa. So that's what the Gemara says on page 4, Tzadi Zayin of Beis. Chal b'shishim u'chal min haminyan. The chal is b'shishim and the chal is min haminyan. So that u'chora should mean that if you have 59 and the chal, so now you have 60 against 1, so you're good. Everything should be mutter. Right? That's what you would think. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Amar Yitzchak Bered Rav Mesharshia Uchal Atzmo Aser. That even if you win, that you have 60, even if you win and you have 60, the Chal is always Aser. In other words, so once it was cooked, and so you have the pieces of meat, so you have 59-1, you have 60, and you know you won, but so really everything should be mutter then. Everything should be mutter. Nonetheless, we say that once you cook, so the chal itself we're not going to be making long once you cooked it. If you didn't take out the milk, the chal atzmo is always going to be usher. But in other words, by right, the chal itself should be mutter, because just like whenever you have a milk and you have shishim of meat connected to milk, so everything's mutter, right? You know, right? Everything is mutter. But Chazal were more machmir on the. We'll see. Some posts can say it's the type of marasayin type of thing or whatever. They were more machmir always on the chal atzmo, that the chal atzmo is always going to be aser when once you cook it and you didn't remove the milk. The nafal deiracheres oser, and if it's nafal deiracheres, in other words, say. Say you had shishim, so now the other meat will be okay. So you have 59 other pieces plus one. So now everything, all the 59 pieces are mutter. That the chal itself is also. So now what's the din if you put the take the chal out of this pot, put it in another pot, so the kachal is a chefter shal iser, so it's going to aser in the other pot. It's going to aser the other pot because the kachal itself is aser. The basar of the kachal is aser. So there is a machloikis Rishonim between the Rambam and the Rashba, what this means. So let's look in the Rambam and the Rashba to understand what the machlokes is.
Yeah, on page. Well, we'll see. We'll see. So again, the din is the Rambam says, like Rabbeinu Tam, if there's other meat, it's going to aser unless there's shishim. Shani sov shishim chalman amin. Good. Now, page 9, halacha yud gimel. Ketzer. Ima yahakol ima chal kemo shishim the chal. So say you have shishim, you have 1 plus 59. So a chal osur vashar mutar. That the chal always remains osur once you're levasha. Him haya pachas mi shishim hakol osur. Because then all the other pieces also are also because the milk went into them. Ubenkach, ubenkach. Whether you have the shishim or you don't have the shishim. Oser osa. That this chal is now is osir. Umisharin bo b'shishim kivarishono. Shachal atzmo shenitzvashal maskel chaticha sura. Ein misharin bo el kemo shehu. Beishin nitzvashal vol kemo shehayo b'shashar nofal. So the Rambam says it's gonna aser, but again, it'll still count to the shishim. So when it comes into the next pot, it's gonna aser. So if you have one unit of milk, and then you have the pchal, and you only have 40 other pieces, so. So then everything's going to be osur. But say you have 59 and 1, even though the chal atzmo is osur, we still are mishayer the chal as one piece of unit to be mitzar for the 59, even in the second pot. Even in the second pot. So the chal keeps getting that. In other words, you can never eat the chal. But the question is, could the chal in the first pot for shteitzich it didn't get asid yet? This is first happening now, so the chal counts with the other 59. But what about in the second pot? After we paskin on the chal is aser, neither rabbanon, even though by right it should be mutter because it's 59 plus one. Yet Chazal still wanted to ask the chal. They didn't want. They thought you'll make mistakes. So the chal that was too close to the milk to be mattered. So they once you cook it. So they asked it. So now they asked it. Now it falls in the second pot. Is the chal mitzarif to the 59, or do you need a separate 60? So the Rambam says it's the same as the first pot, that it's mitzarif to the 59, and the Rashba says differently. The Rashba says that on page
Kamal fich choze va'oser ad sheigam b'gedei ha'shniya k'mishim b'teish chalach m'shonach l'chal teke l'lech b'gedei rishon ha'chamishim b'teish ha'nesar ha'kol m'stabesh ha'chal atzma nase nevela she'asu k'bosu b'chol v'bosu b'chol v'gedei ha'kol nase ha'kol nevela fich tzach shishim v'en k'chal min ha'midim. So the Rashba writes b'feirish that in the second part, once they acid for whatever reason, I can't tell how much really came out. The second part, the kachal is not going to count towards the shishim. Not like the Rambam. Because the Rambam says every time it counts as one unit towards the shishim, he said, no, here, chazal asin. The kachal, after it was nisbashal the first time. So after the Dashbel the first time with the other pieces of meat, Chazal Asid, and now it's a Chefshishol Isser. Now it's a Chefshishol Isser, so therefore you need Shishim Kenege, the whole Chal, and the Chal is not Ola Laminion of one of the 59 plus 1, you need Shishim. So that's Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba, and the Taz gives an explanation of what's this machloikas based on. So if you look in the Taz on page 18, so first look in the Shulchan Aruch, let's see how it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. On page 17, Hakchal also midivay sofrim. Shem Moshe Shlishvashal b'chol shkut also midat Torah. Tifach im koro mirut chal shabamutul tzlosim. So the tzli Shulchan Aruch says like the Rambam, you just tear it out a little bit. Im koro shesi ve'ev tochem b'kosel shalod shnara b'alach b'chol mutul vashlo. Then you can do even the vashlo. Chal shalod koro, so also vashlo. Im vorm bishlo. So he says, like the Rambam, if it's bifnei atzmo, mutul lochlo, im bishlom basar acher, misharim b'shishim, uchal min amin. Ketim hei akol im achal, kamo shishim achal, achal asur. Hashar mutul. V'inya b'pochas b'shishim achal asur. This is just quoting the Rambam. Ben kach, ben kach, im nofal uchter acheres, osir oso, misharim oso b'shishim kvar rishona. Right, you get the same shishim. That's the Rambam, and the Ramoach says the Rashba. V'yesh omrim, tim nofal tchil l'gdei sheima shishim v'nesar hakchal, im nofal achakach l'gdei racheres, ein achal mitztarf l'shishim v'chein ikar. So machlok is Rambam and the Rashba, so machlok is Machab and the Ramoach. Whether when it falls into the second part, how far do we go? So the Taz wants to make a so he quotes, he quotes the Ran. The Ran says the Lashon in Dalet. The reason why they asked it is Mishum Marisayim. The reason why the Chal is Aser is Marisayim. People are not going to realize that there was Shishim. So they always asked it, the Chal once it was cooked. Because they don't realize how much was with the Chal. So it doesn't look right. So Marisayin, you're not going to make a bigger issa than the first part. But for Shteitzich, if it's Nafal B'pachas Mishishim, then it's Neser Medina. So then that's a different story. Also Medina, then for Shteitzach you need Shishim Kenege, the whole thing. So, but the Taz says like this, that the Rashba Mishum Hachi Pasuk Tars Chatas Chem Shulchan Aruch Rashba Vushavi Hishom L'Hachbe Afil Yabba Shishim. So now he wants to say Me'achshav Nolad Lano Machlokas Chadasha. He says we have He wants to say that a new machlokes between a yisoidistik machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. Mashaluhuskar b'poiskim. He wants to make a global machlokes here between the Rambam and the Rashba. What's the machlokes? We know that the din, there's a din of Chanan, right? Chaticha nasas nevela. So when you have a bli of macholas asuros in a chaticha, do you just have to mishar shishim connect the bli or call the whole chaticha? Right? So with the machlokas, Rabbein Atam and Rabbein Ephraim, where you say that by shari surim or by basa b'chol, if everyone agrees, you say chanan. That you have to, in other words, you have a piece of meat that's 5 units, and then there's a milk that's 1 unit, that's nivla in the piece of meat. So you have to mishaya connect the whole thing. You can't be mishaya just the one connect the 1 unit of milk, because once the basa b'chol comes together, it forms a chefta shalisser on the whole thing. But in shari surim, right, the nevela gets cooked with kshera, and it's only kazayis of nevela. So Rabbeinu Tam says yimshai keneged the whole 5 kazayisim, and Rabbeinu Ephraim says only keneged the kazayis of nevela. But basu b'chalav, everyone agrees that chaticha that says nevela. So the question is, what if it's basu b'chalav midrabanan? Like here. Here's a basa b'chol of the Rabbanan. So would we say chanan by a basa b'chol of the Rabbanan? That you have to be mishar keneged the whole chaticha, or only by basa b'chol of the Raisa? By basa b'chol of the Raisa, you have to be mishar keneged the whole chaticha, not just keneged the blia of the cholov. But by right? That everyone agrees to. But what if it's only basa b'chol of the Rabbanan, the hainu, it's chol of shchuta? So he wants to claim Mashaluhuskar title Rambam Law Minan Afilu Basu Bchal of Shubid Rabban Chatich Hasam Snas and the Vela. Okay, so yeah, Harafilu Harbus Beadim Will Rashba Filum Nofel Ben Vela Chach Basu Of Lomahani Chatich Hasam Snas and the Vela. And Rashba holds that in other words, would you say, what's the din by chaticha nasan tevela by nisid rabbanon? Would there be, would say nisid rabbanon is nivla into a chaticha? So it's relevant by basa b'cholov. So that's relevant to this question of by. If you have a case of Khal where it's Aser Midrabanan, and now it falls in, do you have to Mishar Keneged the whole Khal or Kechal is Olam Min Aminim? Because it's only the Rabbanan. And the Rambam says you can be Mekel, and the Rashba says you can be Machler. So you could say maybe that's a local Machlokas by Khal. But only by Khal, since it's a Din of Marasayan. So maybe it's a weaker Isser, so therefore they didn't ask. Or you could say he wanted to make it into a global machlokas, what he calls a machlokas chadasha. So if you say you have something that's only treif midrabanan, that's nivla, so he says if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, you only say chanan by basa b'chol anyway. But the Ramah paskins like Rabbeinu Ephraim that you say chanan even b'shari surim. Does that only apply to yisuri d'raisa or to yisuri d'rabban? So he wants to say it's tola in this machlokas the Rambam and the Rashba. And he's machmir for states that the Ramah is always machmir like the Rashba. So then according to Rabbeinu Tam within the Rashba, then you would say even by the Rabbanus. Nimtzal adon lo chaymuk ha-refayim, rinu b'chol yisurim nasen aveil afilu v'yisid Rabban. So he wants to make a fundamental machloikis. So if you have something that's only yisid Rabban and that's nivla and something else, according to the Ramashita, that's yisei chanan b'shar yisurim, even by yisuri Rabban.
And he says that that's Pshat in the Rashba, like that.
Okay.
And he says, and the Rambam would disagree. Now there is another shita here in this machlokes. Rav Shecht always mentions that the Rav Soloveitchik always used to skip chal when he was a year a day. But I always have this fantasy that my talmidim should take the Rabbanut Bechinus. So if you have to take the Rabbanut Bechinus, you have to know chal. So what can I tell you? So we do chal. Yeah, so there's one more nekuda that that's brought down here in one more shita. Regarding Kal. So we saw the Rabbeinu Tam Shita that that once there's a another piece, so So the so we say that if one goes ahead and it was if you kotech shasi ve'erev and tachol b'kosel, then you're okay, because this whole discussion is if you didn't properly took care of the but the pashtus is if you were kor shasi ve'erv, then you're okay. So if you look on page 25 in the Rabbeinu Peretz, Hagos Rabbeinu Peretz, that's the footnotes on the smack, is the Hagos Rabbeinu Peretz. So he quotes a minhag, Hinei Nogu Ha'olam. Shelo levash shel hakachal im bosa klal afilo de kriya shasiverev v'tocha b'kosel. So there's a minhag never to cook chal with other basar, even well you would think if you were kora shasiverev v'tocha b'kosel, so that's the din that's okay, right? So what do you want from me? So there's a minhag not to even do that. V'tzarech yid al minhag l'chor mutar hu l'chol ha'peirushim al-yidei kriya v'ticha. So what's the pshat? Mi kimduma she'shamati mimori Rabbi Yechiel she'yitzlismach minhag ha'olam l'peirush Rashi. So he wants to say that, well, if you hold like Shitas Rashi, that the sugya is the kedera, means that just means that there was a piece in one piece alone. The Gdeir Shish Katal Megabit Chal Kriya Shes Sever Toch B'Chos Ha'ayu Gdeir Below Basar. Right? So Pashas is, so that's where the Mishnah is talking about. Or the Shita that says it's Osir Afilu B'Di Evid. Now, chora, according to Shita's Rashi, if there is basar in the kedera, it's the same halacha. It's lo malo v'lo morid. According to Rabbeinu Tam, having more basar is the whole issur. If there's bison meat alone, there's no issur. But according to Rashi, the whole din is just a din when it's when it left the chaticha. It doesn't matter whether there's one chaticha or two chatichas, as long as it's not batal. That's the simple pshat. So he wants to say, Rabbeinu Yechiel, that minhag olam is no. Rashi learns it's talking about dafka one chaticha. So Mamela, if there's more than one chaticha, we don't know what the halacha is. Maybe it's more chomer. Hilkach lefize lo matzinu shum heter in basar b'shum inyan. Pashas is it's the same, but since we don't find beferish that it's mutter, because since the Gemara explaining the Mishnah is only talking one chaticha, maybe two chatichas, maybe the pshat in Rashi is that then it's super awesome. In other words, maybe he outdoes Rabbeinu Tam. Because Pashas is, to him, an extra piece doesn't do anything. It's the same. But if you want to always theorize, then you could say maybe more than one piece. According to Rashi, there was the heter of tearing the thing and getting the milk out. Maybe that was only one piece, according to Shita's Rashi. And once you have more than one piece, maybe the pshat is that that it's going to be also even with Koro Shasivarev Tocha Bukosal. It was more than one piece, according to Shita's Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's the whole issue. But maybe according to Shita's Rashi, it's even more chomer than Rabbeinu Tam thought. And you can't help it. So that's how he wants to explain that minhag. But it's difficult. It's difficult to say such a thing, but that's his so that day that's quoted as the Qumrah, that minhag to be machmir, that never to cook chal with other basar is it's very difficult to understand. So that's how he wants to. That's how Rabbeinu Yechiel wants to explain that shita. Okay, but so these are the basic klalim that we have in Chal. But the basic question of when is the Issa Chal set in, and what's the din that Shishim is min haminyan? That's the old machlokas we had, whether that's a din by older rabbanans and this, and then what's the din of the Nofel Kedei Racheres, whether it's Osir, what's that then? And then this minhag to be machmir even Reyesh Bosir. But the fundamental machlokus in this whole thing is the machlokus Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam of what's pshat in the Gemara Lukadeira. What does that mean? Does Lukadeira mean a piece of meat alone in the Lukadeira? That's how Rashi learns. Or does it mean Dafka having another piece? So these are two, you know, very drastically different pshatim. And then what would Rashi say on Rabbeinu Tam's case? Would he say, Rabbeinu Tam's case, Pashas, no yichus, nothing different than his case, no special din, or the Rabbeinu Yechiel's pshat, in Rabbeinu Tam, in Rashi, is that Rabbeinu Tam's case, ooh, that's beyond hope. And even if you would you wouldn't be able to. So these are some, you have to just think and put it all together in your mind to have with this whole sugya. But these are the basic ideas here.
Are modern poskim machmir like Rabbeinu Tam?
I don't know, modern poskim, I mean, how often how often does this come up? I don't know. But still, it's good to know the klolim of Kral. Someone recently, the past couple of years, wrote a whole sefer on Hilchas Kral. So if you get that sefer, maybe you'll see what the modern day poskim say on this.